growing up, I used to love playing in the dirt. I think most kids do. You know, when you're a little kid playing in the dirt, my youngest, when he was about four, he loved playing in the dirt. In fact, he loved eating the dirt. Yeah, strange kid. But it makes you wonder, will your dirt produce fruit? Will it produce anything edible? Because if it doesn't, much like my son, you'll be left eating dirt. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hey, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So we started off yesterday talking about the parable in Mark chapter 4. It's actually in all three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John, I don't know what John's problem was, but anyway. And it's the parable of the sower. And Mark says in his version that if you don't understand this one parable, Jesus says in the book of Mark, if you don't understand this one parable, you won't understand anything about Scripture. So he starts talking about the sower and the seed and how the seed is dropped on different types of soil. Yesterday we talked about one of the soils, and today we want to hit a couple others. In verse 13, we're talking about those that fell on rocky soil. They're the ones who, when they hear the word, they receive it with joy, and yet these do not have a firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation, trial, problem, test, they fall away. I think of it this way. The flesh, our flesh, is a hot mess. Man, our flesh wants lust, anger, doubt, pride. The one thing I'm looking forward to when Jesus comes back is getting rid of my flesh. All my problems come from my flesh. Look, it's base. It's hungry for what it wants. My flesh wants to eat, be tickled, and have sex. And, you know, that's just what the flesh wants. It also likes revenge, and it likes to hate. Look, basically, my flesh says, I know better, and I'll do my own thing to fill this void because, well, in this instance, the seed, you know, it just isn't doing its thing. Jesus isn't cutting it right now. I mean, it's just when a trial or a trouble or a heartache or a problem or a confrontation come up, I just feel like, man, my flesh isn't getting fed. And the flesh takes over on this rocky soil, and it kills the seed. But many times there are people who get mad at other Christians. They're the ones whose seed falls on rocky soil because they confront them on anything that needs to change. So you accept Christ and his word, but it falls on this soil that never really takes a deep root. And all of a sudden someone comes and challenges you on something because you're not bearing fruit. They challenge you on your attitude or your dress or words or heart condition. And you know what? They kind of come across to the person with rocky soil as, oh, you have all the answers and Christianity works for you. And then the flesh says, but it doesn't magically make everything better for me. I still struggle with issues. And so the seed, it doesn't take root. It dies. But don't miss the point. I mean, the point here is this. They believed. The seed actually got in the soil and they started to believe, but then they fell away. So they believed for a while, so they were believers. Does this mean they lost their salvation? I mean, from what I understand in Scripture, it is possible to lose your salvation, but very hard to do so. But there will be people, from what we see here in Scripture, that believe and then no longer believe. They walk away. Now, I'll let God judge them when they get to heaven, but is your soil, is your heart, that rocky soil where, yes, the seed has been planted, but the flesh seems to have more control over your soil than the spirit. It goes on in verse 14, and the seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked by worries, riches, pleasures of this life, and they bring no fruit. Now, this is scary because the seed does take root. It doesn't get choked out the roots. The seed doesn't get eaten by the birds. It doesn't get scorched by the sun. It actually takes root, and it actually grows. It should be producing fruit. You see the seed go in. You see it start to grow. You see the roots go down into the dirt. The plant grows up. the branches come out, it flowers, and there's no fruit. So the seed takes root, and it must be pretty good soil, but the weeds of life choke it out. No matter how good your soil is, you gotta weed the garden. And what are the weeds? Well, worries, riches, pleasures. See, here's the sad thing about today's world. We put very little time or effort or sacrifice into the Word of God, trying to get it to grow. We receive it, but we don't farm it. We don't watch over it. We don't water it. We don't fertilize it. We allow everything else around us to choke us out. This is, honestly, most Christians in today's world. They have the seed, they've got roots, but everything else is more important. I go to church, not all the time, but most of the time, some of the time. I read my Bible, not all the time, not as much as I should, but I try to read it some, and I pray a little, sometimes not all the time, a little bit, and I meditate and I spend time with God a little bit, but the amount of time that they worry, that they run after money, that they run after the opposite sex, that they run after greed, lust, anger, hate, that they run after the pleasures of social media and movies and music and their own hobbies. They collect bottle caps. They hit the gym. They plant. They guard. Whatever. It just overwhelms the seed that was planted, and they give all the time and nutrients and attention to the weeds and not the seeds. I don't know about you, but when I look in my backyard, I don't have to do anything to grow weeds. Not a thing. So just the opposite is true. I have to put a lot of time and effort into growing the plants and the fruit. You know, verse 15 says, "But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who heard the word with a good and virtuous heart and hold it firmly and produce fruit with perseverance." So what does it take to have good soil? Well, believe it or not, it's pretty simple, and we'll hit that up tomorrow, so make sure you tune in and don't miss it. But until then, pick some weeds and keep slaying giants.